Hi, I'm Selena.
And I'm Fluke.
And we love Married at First Sight, MAFS. Let's get it. Episode 2, season 12. Hello, stranger. Okay. Oh my God. How did you feel about this episode, Fluke?
You're hype. I'm hype. I thought it was a good episode. Again, the episode was a little long in relation to the amount of content and meat that we got. I could have used more on the weddings and the interactions with family and a little bit less on the hotel room prep and the hallway nerves and everything. But overall, I thought every couple had pretty good initial chemistry, positive sentiment towards their partner. I didn't feel like we got enough footage of photos, which we normally get more of, and we normally get more of their first conversation with each other, or maybe I just didn't find it that interesting. And one of my favorite parts of the episodes was how many different Georgian accents we got throughout. What
You
about
know,
you?
honestly, I was listening to it, and I don't think that it was just Georgian. I think that it was actually South because I was hearing that too. Like you had like a really like a light Southern accent, and then you had like a deep sus Southern accent. Like you got like a real flavor of the area. So I thought that was exciting. With regards to the episode, I really enjoyed this. They really got me excited about the three couples that we saw this time, Ryan and Claire, Brianna and Vincent, and Eric and Virginia. I really enjoyed the interaction between each of them. It was a little bit long, but considering that it wasn't 3 hours, I'm not mad at it. We are only going down from here. I love it. So so I really liked the weddings. I really liked, I honestly liked seeing in the room the prep, the pep talks from friends and everything. It was a cute moment for me. It was a nice, light, joyous, episode that wasn't heavy on the drama, which was a little sad because I wanted a little bit of drama, but it was a nice
Resting.
introduction.
So the episode starts off where episode one left off, which is with Ryan and Clara about to tie the knot. Clara is in the hallway. She's all types of nervous. Ryan is at the altar and they're both blindfolded. Now, I know that you didn't really like this concept last time we spoke, Selena. Did the reveal change your mind at all, or do you still hate it?
No, I wasn't really feeling it even after it all played out. It wasn't great to me. And we even had a poll on it because I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm being a hater. So the poll saw that 89% of people hated the idea of the blindfolds. 11% loved it. How did you feel about it once we saw it executed, Fuluke?
I didn't love it. I didn't love it. What I do appreciate about it is that Ryan was being creative. He was thinking outside of the box. Maybe it was producer influence to have some level of drama, but I like a man that is not afraid to fail. And he thought it would be cool, so he put it out there. And that shows that he is willing to take initiative and he has a plan. Maybe it's not always going to work out, but at least you ride with him. As a woman who potentially just spent all this time getting her hair done, why now must I try and figure out how to get this blindfold over my curls?
Not even the hair done, the eye makeup. We are plopping fabric right on top of my eye look, right on top of my mascara. Are you sure? No.
Are you sure? I don't foresee myself replicating this in the future. I don't think it was detrimental to their wedding in a huge way. I was just so relieved when they took off the mask and they found each other attractive. Ryan still, however, had his hair cut. Nothing had changed. So there wasn't a whole lot of magic happening for me with the reveal, but I'm glad Clara found it or interpreted it differently.
Well, one thing that I saw from the episode from like the first moment that I did not expect, who would have thought Claire would be the bridezilla of this season? She seemed so easygoing and laid back in all in the first episode and the matchmaking special. I did not expect her to be the one that, oh, this is not right. That's not right. Freaking out, cussing everybody out. I did not expect that from her. Were you surprised?
I wouldn't put it past her. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Clara. I know you like her because she's the life of the party and she likes independence, as described by her
Yes.
friends and family as well when they gave Ryan a little piece. But I wouldn't put anything past her. Oops, excuse me. I just spilled.
I heard.
Yeah, I'm having some hot cocoa. I wouldn't put anything past her. I also believe that in the beginning of some seasons, we're often getting people's representatives before they get comfortable with the cameras, before they
Put their
get
guard
guard down to show us who they really are. So I'm never going to take who they are at the beginning of the season or who they're trying to tell us that they are at the beginning of the season without seeing how they behave. Clara, with this bride, I don't think she actually was that much of a bridezilla. I think there were things that didn't go to her liking, and she articulated that. It was annoying to me, but it is her day. And as somebody who's seen so many other people and probably envisioned her own day, she wants it to go according to plan. And I imagine with doing a production like this, you have to compromise on a lot of different things, especially because it's COVID, especially because you're on a set budget, especially because it needs to be ideal conditions for cameras and lighting and everything like that. So I don't hate her because of that. I more dislike her because she keeps, fetishizing Ryan as an ambiguous average man, but can't and wants him to be spicy, but can't take the fact that his last name is not Smith or Jones. What type of elitist white supremacist? Well, I'm not. I don't even have the words for it, to be honest. She.
Just trash, toxic. Don't like it.
Sure. But what I did like about Ryan and Clara's wedding was Ryan's vows, I thought, were the most heartfelt. I thought they were the most sincere, and he seemed to be okay with making himself vulnerable. His friends and family just described him as sensitive, and I saw that come through in his vows. And while he tends to make decisions from a place of research, he's taken a risk knowing nothing about his wife, which shows that he's, again, willing to take, like I said, take the risk, lean in, jump forward. And I want all good things for him, even if his haircut is hideous.
No, I completely agree. I wrote down in my notes that Ryan's vows were so beautiful and so poignant and surprisingly personal, even though he did not know Clara beforehand. I definitely think that it was off to like an amazing start. He definitely set the bar high for the other vows. My favorite of the episode for sure. I like the fact that we find out that they're both life of the party types. I like the fact that they're both very gregarious and open and have a lot of close, deep friendships. I'm feeling positively about this coupling. How do you feel about them?
I feel good about them. Ryan seems like he's a little more easygoing than Clara. I think Clara also can be a lot at times. She seems like a person who, because she's extroverted, oftentimes speaks to work through what she's thinking. And I think Ryan, while he is an agreeable person, gregarious, all the things, he maybe doesn't think out loud as much as she does. And so the amount of information that she's producing from her mouth might be overwhelming to him. I also think that because he is into politics and she was a political science major, that they'll have a lot to discuss. I'm not sure if we will see all of that, as it doesn't seem aligned with the type of content that Lifetime puts out, but I'm interested to see what types of conversations they have and the depth that they go into. Now, my flag was that they're a Capricorn Gemini match, and that doesn't have high compatibility.
Okay, tell me what the issues are.
Inquiring,
Bringing to light,
bringing it to
yes.
light. The future doesn't look promising. They're not actually predicted to be great sex partners.
But like you said, there are a number of mitigating factors like a moon sign, rising, so on and so forth, that maybe they are compatible against, but just off the sun is not promising. Mm.
The Gemini can sometimes perceive the Capricorn to be unmovable and boring. The Capricorn needs joy and relaxation in their life, but Gemini seems like a ball of uncontrollable, superficial opinions headed nowhere. So while they might have a valuable experience being together, they share very different lives and see the world very differently. What do you think everyone's signs are this season? Does anybody stand out to you as a particular zodiac sign?
I feel like Virginia's giving me Leo. She's giving me something fire, something like fiery. So maybe even a Sagittarius. And Brianna's giving me Earth. She's giving me
Virgo.
Obstinate. Yes, she's giving me steady. So I'm not sure, but let me think about that. And we can have a full rundown next episode of what I believe each of the signs would be.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I have on Clara and Ryan. They seem to be into each other. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, they were feeling each other, laughing, giggling, talking. They went to the same Blink 182 concert, so they have common interests. So
where was Ryan's brother?
He was there. He was the best man. He took off the mask.
Mm.
Yeah. But you know, he was making himself scared. He was definitely making himself scarce because, you know, he doesn't fuck with any of this shit. So I feel it.
All right. Well, then our next couple, Virginia and Eric, you touched on them a little bit. What were your thoughts here?
Okay. So Eric and Virginia confirmed what my suspicions were. When I saw Eric's face light up like a little boy, when Virginia came out with that crazy ass looking eye makeup, Lord, I knew, oh, we have something here. I think that he is definitely one of those people now that change based on his environment. So if Virginia's a little bit more wild, a little bit more on the edge, I think that Eric is going to scoot over a little bit to meet her there. I think that they're going to be an interesting couple. I think if they can actually get that balancing act down, then they could be surprisingly good. But there were a few situations where I was giving both Eric and Virginia the side eye. How did you feel about them?
I think that Eric has the potential to scoot over, but not all the way where Virginia is sitting. I'm so pleased that they were laughing with each other and having a great time. That being said, was anything that funny for Virginia to be cackling the entire episode like a wild banshee? And then this purple eyeshadow, sure, it was bad. But then her mother with these I'm at a third grade brat's birthday party clip-ins
you're reading them down. Oh my god, you're giving them no breaks, pulling no punches.
Team Eric's mom, who they kept cutting between Virginia, her mother, and Eric's mom, and she was wearing this lovely navy blue dress with her hair in the appropriate press and curl, just looking at these plebeians. You could feel the air of superiority oozing off of her. And I thought I was going to discredit her or dislike her because of it. But by the end of the episode, I was like, oh, girl, I might feel similarly to you. Now, I understand that Virginia is a child of divorce, which doesn't have anything to do with her behavior. But I was glad that she had representation from both sides of her gene pool at the wedding. Mm-hmm. She also was so scared to get married. She was crying. She was apprehensive about even opening the doors to see Eric. And I get that, you know, when you've been exposed to a failed marriage that potentially impacted you negatively, and you see how these people do not have any warmth towards each other, you wonder how something that could have been so good that you committed before God and before the government, your love and your union dissolved, crumbled, fell to fire.
You know.
So I felt her. I related to her fear. I feel it every day.
I feel, okay, that's a good point. I do not come from a divorced family. So I wasn't given a whole lot of weight, a whole lot of credence to the fact that, you know, she came from a divorced family. I thought that she was acting so erratically and so oddly because she had taken some shots before. You know, like, everything's heightened. The tears are flowing a little bit more easy. If you notice during her photo shoot after the wedding, her arm gestures were wild. She was asking for more wine. I thought she was just a little tipsy. But you bring up a good point. Maybe it was more so that the nerves were really getting to her as opposed to the liquor. I don't know.
I think it's one thing to sign up for Married at First Sight and say, oh, I wonder how this is going to turn out. It's another thing to be at the door, ready to legally bind with a stranger. You know nothing. It will hit you. It's kind of like when I was a child and I would agree to go on a roller coaster, even though I hated roller coasters. And I said, oh, I can't be that bad. And then I would see one family before me get on the ride and my feet would tingle. My hands would sweat. I almost was so nervous once to get on a roller coaster. I went into cardiac arrest in Las Vegas and I was under the age of 14.
Ooh, I girl, literally had to have,
yes, I had an episode. I had to have the medics come and remove me from the car because I couldn't lift my chin up from my chest. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So fear can paralyze you. And it shows up in a lot of different ways. I get it, girl. That's why I'm not doing a show like this. But what wasn't an issue was when she was attracted to Eric. She didn't mind the age.
That's what I was worried about. I was really worried that she was going to get to that altar and be like, who is this old ass man looking at me? But she was feeling it and he was feeling it.
We know she was feeling it because she was kissing this man every 5 seconds. He was happy to see her, but at some point he was like, okay, girl, enough.
Yes, even the very first kiss, she laid it on him, grabbed him by the cheeks, and said, let's go. He said, a peck. She said, peck where? She gave him a kiss. Not a peck, a kiss. Oh my God. I was like, okay, girl, you like your husband. I get it.
Yeah. She liked him before she even learned a single thing about him.
That's why I think she was tipsy, because she was feeling it a little bit too much too soon. I was like, girl, he's not that fine. Like, not even Brianna was feeling Vincent that much. I was
we're going to get to down. Brianna next. Brianna had her leg up on Vincent, but that's a whole nother story.
We're getting there.
I also noticed with Virginia and Eric that we're getting this like alcoholism edit of Virginia because they had her going over to the bar for more drinks. Her friends were giving toasts and they were talking about, don't let her sit in the back seat because she'll throw up. And we already saw her throw up at the bachelorette party. I'm wondering if this is a result of the show and the ceremonies or if this is a lifestyle, because a lot of folks who it's not always young people, but you kind of get away with alcoholism when you're younger. It's a thing you bounce back from. It often doesn't impede you from performing your daily activities, so no one really says anything. But as you get, if someone was drinking like Virginia at 38, we would be concerned. Now we've only seen a snapshot of her life, but it's something that I'm wondering if they kept in because it's going to be something that we see reemerge. Wait, I think it was a teaser for next week, or maybe it was just such a small clip from the wedding where Eric's brother said, yeah, so you like to go out? You like to go clubbing? You like to do all that? That's cute. That's never going to happen. Eric likes to be home. He likes to be in the bed. So don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that the producers and the show in general is setting it up so that we see that there is going to be an issue with the two different lifestyles. But One of the notes that I put down was I don't think that Eric is as conservative as he says he is. Like, I know that he is saying that, oh, I want this, I want that, and so on and so forth. But I don't, at least from when I was viewing it, I did not see Eric having a problem with Virginia's behavior. I saw Eric's mama having a problem with Virginia's behavior, maybe his friends, but Eric was fine. He was grinning and guffawing and just like at the pre-bachelor party with Chris, just laughing, yucking it up. So he was fine
Talk
with
about
it, at least from what I saw.
jackpot. She's so pretty. Where are
Yeah, he
you?
said he would have hit on her, looked at her three times.
Looked at
Okay,
her,
you
he looked
like
like a
it.
14-year-old boy.
He was livid. When I say his face scrunched back into when he was five, I am not kidding. His face looked like that of a little boy's at Christmas. I was like, oh my God, you're excited.
Yeah, well, we saw some of this. We were figuring out how conservative Eric really was, since he's used this word a lot, when they sat down to have dinner and Virginia was talked about her parents are conservative, but her siblings are not. She said, "Oh, my sister over there, gay. I wanted you to know that specifically, and it's relevant right now. You see those cute little kids in the corner, inseminated. Artificially inseminated. It's like, okay, girl, enough.
She said, I need you to
Right. I
know
like,
the
if y'all ever
facts.
talk about if you want kids before you disclose the inner workings of somebody else's relationship, not that it's an issue, but I was interested to see her volunteer that information before she had even given much about herself from what we saw. Then Eric was, while many people are like, oh, he handled that well, I read body language. He was rubbing his temples when she was talking. He broke eye contact when she was talking. And then he responded by saying, that's fine. I don't judge people and what they do in their homes. And then he said, I have stuff too. What does that mean? I have stuff too. My sister's family is not stuff. It's not something I carry around with me. It's not baggage on my part. It's also not a burden. So what are you, why are you trying to relate to me with this word stuff? I find stuff to be just very dismissive, and it is an inaccurate word to use in most occasions, especially when we're talking about one of the love of my lives, a person who shares my gene providers, my Hermana, my sister.
Yeah, that was definitely the occasion where I was like, okay, Eric, you're going to have to grow up, evolve a little bit because you're feeling a little bit caveman, a little bit dense. I think that he is in an unfortunate situation in that he has probably never had to address someone being gay like this before.
Military.
Never had. I mean, but they were definitely on some go ask, don't tell. Like, let's not fake. Like, he didn't, if he did not want to address someone's sexuality, he never had to, probably. But now, in this, for the very first time, someone that he already immediately cares about is saying, not only do you have to address the sexuality of this person, but you have to accept it. You better be living for it like I'm living for it, honey. And I can understand how, if it's the first time he's bumbling and stumbling and looking a fool like he did, I'm hopeful that he can get some practice in and learn how to not compare his wife's sister to stuff. But I'm willing to give him a little bit of grace and hope that he, like I said, evolves, catches up quickly, because I'm not going to stand for that for long. Once is enough. One mistake, one slip up, one surprise is enough. From now on, I need you to address this with the appropriate
Tighten
sensitivity.
up.
Tighten up. We want to see it tighter than that. You from the military, you know how we like
Oh,
it. So
Lord.
come on.
Yes. I think
Come
another thing that
on.
stood out to me was hearing Eric talk about his first marriage earlier in the episode as well. He said that he'd been married before, but it was mainly just to get the woman that he was seeing onto the military base. It made sense logistically for them at the time. And he referred to it rather flippantly, which I don't really think is a point to like deeply analyze or dig into, because it's obviously in the past. But for someone to make a decision like that, when potentially they were questioning how much love there was in the relationship or the depth of the love in the relationship, makes me a little concerned with how seriously he's going to take this marriage, especially when it stops being fun, and if he's also going to be able to toss it to the side at the end of the season without looking back or feeling as though he failed.
I am not sure. This is a blind spot for me. I hadn't thought about it, only because I feel like I've known several people in the military that have gotten married rather larkishly, just so that they could have the privileges of a married couple. The military is pretty traditional, pretty old-fashioned when it comes to that sort of thing. So I can imagine that just in order to live his life, he was probably like, I want to get married so I can see my wife and, you know, do what I do with my wife on a regular basis. Not to say that that is not a bad thing, but more to say, if I was speaking to a 22 or 23 year old guy and he was in the military, I would assume that he's looking to get married so that he could have somebody live with him. It's not unusual, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But now that Eric is 34, I'm hopeful that he has grown up. I mean, listen, I keep saying this, I'm betting it on the farm. I mean, I'm betting the farm on this, that he has grown up. I really am hoping that in so many ways he has evolved. He is beyond who he is representing himself to be. So it is risky. It's tricky. I don't know this man, so I can't say for 100% that he will grow up and evolve, but I'm hopeful for him.
Yeah, I think he's probably grown. He's probably grown, and it is pretty common for folks at a young age to get married when they're getting into the military. Only time will tell how this relationship will unfold. Shall we move on to Brianna and Vincent?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I love them.
Love them. Oh, we didn't even plan that. You see how the chemistry leaps from the TV screen and into our laps. It's beautiful.
Not laps. I heard every letter of that word from you. Yes. Let's start from the top with Brianna. So she comes in, she's getting ready for this wedding. What do we see? She's got braids ready for this sew-in. She is lotioning, moisturizing. It was the representation I needed to see. I feel like
her feet, lotioning her feet.
That is a woman of God. Okay. Let me tell you, she got this fresh sew-in, which really looked beautiful and very natural. Mm-hmm. I also really like the flat twist too in the front to add her own hair to it. Anywho, and she was so worried about not being attracted to Vincent. She wanted to know if she was going to like his face, his voice, and if his name was going to be good.
Okay, can I stop you for a second right here? Because I have something that I want to talk about. I watched this episode, and I thought to myself, Selena, are you being unfair to Chris? Because the same things that we were skewering Chris for are coming out of Brianna's mouth. Is Brianna shallow? Is Brianna a little bit too focused on looks and how things are going to look to others? How do you feel about that?
Well, now that you've asked, I believe in equity. I believe that women shall be able to do the things that men shall do and add tax for all the years that we weren't able to. So even if they were doing the same thing, I would still say, go on, sis. power to you. Because for many years, women were not able to be specific about what they wanted in their partners, what they wanted for their lives. And so I'm inspired by how she vocalizes what she wants. Now, outside of my soapbox, I do think she brings up similar prerequisites as Sir Chris. The difference is she doesn't sound like an ass when she says it. There's a difference between saying, I hope that I'm physically attracted to my husband versus, yo, you think she's going to be ugly? What if you get to the end of the aisle and she's ugly?
Yes. No, I completely agree. There's a completely different tone and temperament to the question, but the question remains the same and the intent remains the same. And I don't know, after I watched that and watched how the same things that ticked me off about Chris, it started to tick me off about Brianna. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I understand that women do have a right to want physical attributes from their partner, but I didn't hear anything about what type of provider he would be. Or I guess the things that I heard about provider was he better make more money than me or as much money as me. And I was like, okay, girl, but I don't, like, I haven't heard, do you want a man of God? Do you want a good father? Do you want a funny man? Like, nothing. Like, damn, girl, okay, he gotta be fine. We get it.
Okay. Well, you do pretty well for yourself. Are these not things that you've listed out in your wish list for a partner? Is it important for you to have a partner that makes as much, if not more, than you? Do you want to listen to a beautiful voice? I think in some of the ways that, in the faces that she makes and her delivery, yes, I would argue that she can be somewhat shallow in the same realm as Chris. Yes, there are other things that are important. Mm-hmm. But I also think these things are dramatized because the one thing that the experts cannot account for is chemistry and attraction. So they have to play it up, mm-hmm, right before the wedding. So we're like, I don't know. She might go in there and think he's a tree monster.
And nobody's thinking Vincent's a tree monster. Everybody knew from the minute Vincent and his fine ass friends got on the screen that Brianna was going to like what she saw, just like we all liked what we saw. Can I get a choo-choo? Hello? But anyways, I'm just saying that I'm going to watch this girl. I'm going to watch this girl because maybe you're absolutely right. Maybe this is just a shallow moment. You're absolutely right. I care about how my future potential partner looks like. I care how my future potential partner makes money. But I don't know if that would be the clarion call for me. I don't know if I would be like just repeating it over and over and over again over other things that are equally as important to me.
Did she repeat many times though?
She did. I think that was the main thing that she was saying, not only right before the wedding, but also during episode one, during first impressions. I don't remember her saying anything about the character of her.
I think I'm more prone to dislike Chris because he is, there's so much hypocrisy in what he says that I already decided in my mind, yeah, that he's canceled. Canceled as a likable hero in the series. So I see everything through a negative lens versus Brianna's skin and hair and friends and fashion is distracting to me. I'm not going to lie. I see her in the light of the Lord because she possesses the light of 1,000 suns. Even with no makeup on, she was glowing. Now, am I being shallow because I'm distracted by her pretty privilege? Perhaps. It didn't distract me enough not to notice that she was being a little bossy with Vincent about how he placed his hands and all this stuff. It did feel like she was going through a criteria with him. And even in her confessionals, I was nervous for him. Like, oh, are you going to pass this test? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do this, right? Mm-hmm. It felt like even with her first question for him, tell me about yourself, that he was in an interview and needed to pass. But let's back up a little bit. Vincent cut to from Brianna getting ready to Vincent getting ready, which I know this was probably your favorite part because his friends made an appearance. And then they gave him some alcohol and he drank that thing down. I really appreciated how he kept saying how he was so nervous. I also really liked how he greeted her mother when he got into the ceremony situation.
Yeah, that hug was, you know, just chaste enough. He didn't hold her too tight. He didn't. I hated how Eric didn't even like make a motion to give any physical contact. And I know it's COVID, but we in here, we without masks. Like, let's do the damn thing. We're in here. Come on, hug her.
He seems like such a nice guy, this Vincent. And then I am jumping around, but when Brianna was talking to her mother about, I'm nervous about sharing a space with a man, she was like, oh, please, for what? He might be tidier than you. She's like, I've only shared a space with my sister. She said, your sister is nasty. That's the face the mother was giving. She looked like, if you could survive that, you could survive anything.
Anything.
How did you, what did you think about the ceremony setup, though? They had tables as opposed to everybody else had chairs.
Well, actually, everybody had a slightly different ceremony. What's her name? Clara and Ryan had chairs, and they were in like the row, the typical, almost like a pew in a church. And then Eric and Virginia had chairs, but they were set in a circle around them, which I thought was pretty cute, pretty clever. And then, of course, Vincent and Brianna had the tables, and that was my least favorite configuration. The tables almost felt like a conference hall of sorts.
Did you not like it because it was a lot of pink and a lot of green?
I mean, I noticed that, but I wasn't going to die on that cross. But I think it just looked tacky. That's all. And maybe it was because it was pink and green. That's why it looked tacky. But I don't know.
What did you think about Brianna's friends and family's exposing her bossiness? They said she is giving but bossy, loving but bossy, goofy but bossy. I said, dang, y'all will drag her on her day, huh?
Well, I guess they said this is something you need to know and you need to accept right now. Like, listen, if you don't like a bossy woman, you need to head to the hills, because this one right here is going to tell you what to do. And she did. Just as you said, Feluke, there were several times from almost minute one that they were alone that she was calling the shots. She was very clearly bossy, the boss. So I think he needed to know that.
He was made aware, both in warning and in practice. They were really sweet, though. They were both so nervous, and I feel like that came across the screen a lot, and also they said it a lot. But what I really appreciated about the two of them together is they would comfort each other. Like, I'm really nervous. Are you okay? And I think the fact that they're doing that upon meeting is a good sign for their future. I think Vincent is a Cancer.
No, you're absolutely
right. I know
we're
doing horoscopes or zodiac signs next week, but I think Vincent is a Cancer. Mm-hmm. Or a Taurus.
I have a lot of experience with Cancer men, and I feel like maybe he definitely is giving the sensitive vibes. I would almost be more inclined to say Ryan is a Cancer if I already knew he was a Gemini, but I feel like he probably is a Gemini Cancer cusp because he was giving me strong Cancer vibes. But you're right. Maybe
what's
Victor
confusing
as well.
To me is Clara seems like a Gemini to me and Ryan seems like a Capricorn to me, because Clara is all chatty, chatty, chatty. She's up, she's down. She has a lot of duplicity to the way she presents her personality. She likes to be the center of attention. And Ryan seems really chill, really focused, grounded, gets along with folks, but also has a plan and sees success and wants you to be along with him on the ride. I don't know what's confusing to me.
But like you said, Faluke, we're getting representatives right now. We're getting the poster boy or poster girl. I don't know if Ryan is actually that way or if he was seeming chill and reserved because he was
True,
starting
true,
off
true, true.
shy.
And also sometimes you make room for whatever personality is coming through. So if Clara was having her day and making a lot of fuss and noise, then maybe he just wanted to be complimentary to her presence.
Absolutely. But going back to Vincent and Brianna for a second, do you think that I think a number of times they noted that Brianna wanted somebody who was making at least as much as if not more. Do you think that they are gearing up for an edit in which Brianna would be unhappy with Vincent's business or less supportive than Vincent would want her to be? Or do you
Well,
think that
that's
she's
what
going to be all
confused
about it?
me was he said what he did, his job, and it's always right, he explained it. It's always
And he
interesting when a
explained
man
it.
has to explain what he does, right? Well, technically I do this and I flip this and then I make the money. And I thought Brianna was gonna be really turned off because he doesn't have a straightforward job. If Brianna says I'm an engineer, she's not saying, well, I do this, and you know what I mean? So I thought she was turned off, and they pa she paused and then went, that's great, that's really impressive. And I didn't know if she was patronizing him, and I didn't know if she was being honest and genuine. Maybe when she sees the invoices or the bank statements come in, she'll have more to say. I actually don't know how much Vincent makes and how he does for himself, so that will be interesting. I do know that Brianna seems to know what she wants, and
No, absolutely the same. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about with Vincent and Brianna, as I was live tweeting the episode, people were living for them. So beautiful. They look so good together. So moisturized, black love, all that.
leg on this
And
man.
I mean, they were feeling it. They were definitely like having a shea butter baby moment. Like, I was like, okay. She was talking about some teach me to
Bachata,
merengue. I
yes.
was like,
He
I
said,
know
I want
that's
to go
right,
together.
girl.
I want to dance. I want to cuddle.
I know
I
that's
said, if
right.
that is not all I want, Lord, I've seen what
Hello,
you've done for
it's lit.
others.
It's def lit. Now my turn for me. What's for me? Anyways, we had a poll on our Twitter page at Maths Mamas, and we were saying, do we feel like Brianna and Vincent are going to be this season's Woody and Imani? Are they the it couple, the couple to beat? How do you feel about it?
In short, no. I don't think that they are not Imani and Woody,
Not
only
quite.
Imani and Woody are Imani and Woody. What makes Imani and Woody Imani and Woody is that they speak their own language that we can't even understand. We can't even begin to understand. They are both compatible and charismatic. So they do a lot for each other, but they also do a lot for us, the viewers. They facilitate conversation. They have jokes. I still laugh to myself sometimes when they talk about burka and burger. I just don't see Brianna and Vincent possessing the same characteristics, but I do think they're a cute couple and they'll do well. I don't think from what I saw of Brianna when she was hanging out with other girls, she doesn't seem like the one that's going to be the glue of the group or is going to be making the conversation more interesting. She seems very practical and will have what she has to add, but also maybe a little private. She might be a person who says, I don't need everybody in my business. She seems like she also has really good friends. I'm a big fan of her friend who was wearing yellow this episode with her hair. I spotted her from the very first episode. I said, I'm gonna like her because I like the way she presents herself. I like the way she carries herself. But most importantly, I like the way she holds Brianna to the integrity of who she is. Their friendship is deep, and it seems like it's been a long one where she knows Brianna just as well as Brianna knows herself, and that will make for good TV. Other than that, they're going to be fine. It seems like they get a little nervous around each other, which I think is interesting because they were both so confident when we saw them separately, and they seem to be very humbled in each other's presence. That may make for some lulls in conversation, but perhaps we'll see them blossom and flow as they get to know each other. What do you think? Are they the next Amani and Woody?
I think I'm on the fence. I could go either side. So I will argue the side of the new it couple. I think that just like in season 11, Imani and Woody were off to a slow start. I wasn't quite sure. They weren't giving much away at the wedding. I mean, they enjoyed each other. We could tell that, but you couldn't tell much else. Just like Vincent and Brianna. I think that you're spot on in saying that right now Vincent and Brianna feel a little bit awkward or shy or nervous around each other. But I think because I see them mirroring each other's behavior in terms of, oh, I was so nervous too, blah, 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 blah. I think that they will very quickly relate to each other and get comfortable with each other exceptionally quickly. And so I think that they have the propensity and the potential to be the it couple. If they actually come through, one may never know. But I do see them having their own little language, just like Imani and Woody, although not the same language, but their own things that they like that only they get. And I'm very excited to see it develop. So Twitter had thoughts too. 58% of people said, let's wait and see. People aren't sure yet. And then 42% of people said instant it couple, instantly loving it. So just like us, Twitter's kind of split, leaning towards let's wait and see. But
if Brianna learns bachata and starts habla español, I think it could be a whole nother level. Pero I don't see it happening. Perhaps. We'll see. I'm on the let's wait and see train. I mean, you did say they could speak a whole nother language. Maybe they can learn a new language together. That would be fun.
Oh, I love the moments, or I am so excited to see the moments where Vincent is out handling business. When Vincent's family was talking about Vincent, they said something to the effect of, Vincent's the type of person to just go handle it and you wouldn't even know. And I heard an ooh in the background, and I was like, I feel the same way. Like, there's nothing more attractive than it's handled type of guy. Like, yes.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
I'm getting warm. You're getting chills. I'm getting warm.
Anyways, so yes, I like that energy, right? I like a person who doesn't just do stuff for show. To me, not to bring everything back to Everybody Hates Chris, but Chris, he talks too much. You keep talking about making money, doing this and that. I want to see it. I want to feel it. Chris is right now the Mr. Christian guy of the season. Well, Vincent is also a man of God, and I see it in his quiet confidence, emphasis on quiet. I like a man that you don't have to tell him you want flowers. The flowers are just there when you get home. He didn't say, hey, honey, I'm picking it up. He didn't make an Instagram post about it and say, see what I do for, it's just done. Because the satisfaction of your joy and your pleasure is enough. Even if it's not your joy and your pleasure, but it's pleasure. The absence of your struggle, that is enough. Ooh.
What a word. Woo, every time, Faluke, you come with a sermon. You. Every time.
You know, one must preach when called by the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit been talking to both Paige and I. We on that group chat. But I think Vincent might be a little bit of a freak, okay? So I haven't completely forgotten that he was all drooling over the stripper last week. So it does, but I personally think he was drooling over the stripper because he was longing for love and to be cuddled, and that was what was in front of him. I don't know if he's been touched in a while. But when Brianna said, yeah, I have a dog and my dog's name is Cookie. And he said, I like cookies. I think.
Faluke. So I said, nasty.
You better be the Cookie Monster, Vincent. Okay, you go get some crumbs in your beer, Vincent.
Fluking. You're so damn nasty.
Better than nasty Luke.
Oh, she's back. Gutta Luke's. Okay. But no, I did have the same moment, not with the cookie, but when they went off by themselves to have the champagne, there was just a quick sentence where he said something like, "You want some of this?" And I was like, "Cool, yes, Lord." Like,
is that one, like, question with eye contact that'll do it?
Yes, it was just like a immediate like call to attention. I know, woo. I'm excited for Brianna. I don't want to be covetous of what's hers, but I'm excited for
yes,
her.
And I'm excited for what we're going to get next week. We're going to get Paige and Chris's wedding, which we already got a little preview of, and Haley, and what's that other gentleman's name? Jacob? John? Is
Ooh,
it?
Jacob, yes, Jacob.
Okay, let's
Jacob,
go with that. Jacob. We're going to get them.
I think it is Jacob.
I thought that Paige and Chris's wedding looks fine, and I think they're going to have a good time. I also appreciated that Chris went and greeted Paige's mother already. We saw that. We also saw a return of the pastor popping up to wed them. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they're grooming him to be an expert on the show because the experts can't be as present. But we will see. You know, I love Pastor Cal, and we don't need a newer model, FYI. But I thought the best part of the little slip that we got of Paige and Chris was Paige's friend with the locks was like asking all the major questions. She said, "Well, what if he's vegan? Well, what if he clips his nails on the airplane? What? Oh, look at his handwriting." Which start thinking, like, what would the deal breakers be? Because up until this point, it seems like the couples are just happy with what they got. I'm wondering what would have been the nail in the coffin. What would have been the thing that you get to the altar, you start asking questions, you find out, and you're ready to run for the hills, break your contract with Lifetime?
Like, basically the question you're asking is, what would it take for one of the brides to turn into Karen from season 11, right? So, like, just immediately not like him, not loving it. That's basically what you're saying, right? So I don't know. What would it take for you? Like, if you turned the corner and you immediately saw this, you would be like, okay, Dad, wheel me back around. Never mind.
Start
never mind.
The car.
If, and I feel like everyone knows this about me, if you listen to last season, if I saw them white bug-eyed glasses that Woody had at the end of the aisle waiting for me, then I would be like, no, Dad. No, let's stop. I don't, like, I just raked Brianna over the coals for being shallow. But the reason that I could spot it in her is because I know it personally from myself. I wouldn't say I'm shallow, but things like that, that's enough to make me stop in my tracks. So if I saw a man who was trying to be too flashy, too flary, or whatever, like, that would be an immediate no-go for me. Or I would have questions and concerns.
On the
what
shallow
about you
end,
now, Faluke?
If I saw my partner and they had some wild teeth, that would probably turn me off, because even if your face is cute, every time you smile, I still see those teeth. And yes, some things are fixable, but something I'm not particularly attracted to are people who have big gums and small teeth.
Oh. You
I
have a specific
do.
In
I
mind.
Do. And so my rule of thumb when it comes to deal breakers, I always ask myself, is this something that can be fixed? And if it's something that can't be fixed, is it something I can get over? For instance, I won't use men. I'll use me, for example. If you meet me and my lips are chapped and that is unattractive to you, and you don't know where I've been or what I'm doing, or I'm dehydrated, or I've just been kissing sandpaper, but you know that you have Vaseline in your pocket, That to me is something you can get over, because we can introduce a new routine where I drink water 3 times a day or carry 4 things of chapstick with me. And you can say, ooh, babe, check that. Same thing with eyebrows. Some people don't like the way some people's eyebrows are shaped, or they got a stray hair popping out. All that takes is but one pair of tweezers. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if they were vegan or had a healthy lifestyle. I think you can eat different things, but I also think that you can impact each other. So I might cook something that's really good, but we figure out how to make it vegan or without meat for you. Also, you can make some really bomb vegan recipes for me, and I can realize that I don't need to eat meat at every meal. If you clip your nails on the airplane, it depends on when you introduce that to me. Are you clipping it within our first 5 dates? Have I fallen in love with you? I think if I realize that you clip your toenails on the airplane after I've fallen in love with you, it probably wouldn't bother me.
What the listeners should have caught from that is within the first 5 dates, Feluca is getting flown out. Listen, y'all catch that, didn't you?
I'm trying to get it out. Yes.
You're major. First class.
Yes. International. Intergalactic at this point. Something I get over is if my partner voted for that man who occupied the White House from the years 2016 to 2020 and change. I think that those are conversations that we can have about where we differ and why you did it. But if you were able to ignore the pain that was inflicted upon so many different people, for the way that you viewed the benefits for your life, that's something I can't excuse, because I'm looking for someone who is empathetic, compassionate, service-oriented, community-oriented, and that just doesn't align. It's not about, we can have different political views, but that wasn't about politics. That was about empowering the ugliest parts of humanity.
A good one. I completely agree. If I found out that my new husband was a Trump supporter, it would be an immediate annulment for me. Like, no questions, no discussions.
And then my last question is, whose wedding ceremony would you want to attend out of the 3 weddings we saw this week? Virginia or Eric, Ryan and Clara, or Brianna and Vincent?
I would want to attend, or I would want to be invited to Brianna and Vincent's, and I would gladly attend. I would want to be invited to Ryan and Clara's, but I might choose to opt out, but I'd want to be invited. How about you?
I thought that I wanted to go to Ryan and Clara's just because Ryan's vows were so beautiful. And I like
beautiful
ceremonies to feel like a moment, not just a checklist to get to the party. I appreciate the heart that he put into it, but Clara to me is not my favorite. She was a little bumbling, and her energy was very nervous, and I'm empathetic, and I don't want that energy put on me. Virginia and Eric, I think I would want to attend their ceremony only for the mess. Like, it looks like a good time to people watch, a good time to just sit in the back and sip. Like, I would maybe work the wedding as a cater waiter just to observe and be able to come home and be like, oh, you will never guess what happened at this wedding. This girl, her boob popped out at one point and production had to stop rolling. Like, that would be fun. That's the type of wedding you want to go to. And it looked like it had an open bar. Brianna and Vincent, I thought they had the most beautiful wedding. They probably have the best music, the music that I most prefer at that wedding. They are an adorable couple, and I like to see the magic between them, but they do seem a little reserved and boring. So I guess I will go to Virginia and Eric's ceremony. Wild card. Well, according to our Twitter poll, our voters wanted to go to Brianna and Vincent's wedding. 86% of people said they wanted to go to Brianna and Vincent's wedding, while 8% of people said they wanted to go to Virginia and Eric's wedding. All right. Well, it's time for our predictions. Right. Speaking of Yeah. It's time for our predictions.
Okay. So none of my predictions have changed. I still feel the same way that I felt at the top of the season with these first three couples. So we'll see. We'll see next time.
I previously believed that Ryan and Clara would get the fairy tale edit and they would have a smooth romance on this season. I now believe that they will be getting a divorce.
Brianna and Vincent are going to stay together. I think Virginia and Eric are going to get a divorce. Paige and Chris are going to stay together. And Haley and Jacob are to get a divorce.
All right. So listeners, feel free to interact with us on Twitter at Mavs Mamas. Leave a comment anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Let us know what you think.
You can also follow me at Feluke Fiasco and Selena at Selena Imbalin. We'd also like to give a special shout out this week to at Mavs Fans, who gave us a follow on Twitter and even featured us on his, her, or their Instagram page this week. We appreciate your shout out and we appreciate all you do for this community. We'll see you next week. Bye.